A Nod to the Bohemian Life, The Artist's Life Waltzes by Johann Strauss Jr. with the Vienna Johann Strauss Orchestra. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. Next, one of Chopin's best-known piano pieces, the Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise. We also have a Vivaldi trumpet piece, Dvorak's Carnival Overture, and a Scarlatti recorder and violin concerto together. Here's an interesting event that'll take place not this Saturday, but 2 weeks from this Saturday, on October 25th at 6 p.m. in the Flint Hills in a ghost town of Kansas in an old abandoned store that's been turned into an art museum or an art gallery. Well, they have concerts there, too, and Ensemble Iberica is going to perform. That's the nonprofit group in Kansas City that Bo Bledsoe plays guitar for. The Volland store is, well, it has an Alma, Kansas address, but it's actually in the little Kansas ghost town of Volland. And if you're driving, just remember Volland Foundation is the website to find out more about this, or volandfoundation.org. So the music is Latin American composers. And it'll be a great performance. It's, I don't want to say classical, but they're classically trained musicians, but they'll do music from Brazil, Colombia, and Portugal. So it's showcasing the beauty and the diversity of South American and Iberian musical traditions. And arrive early to explore Eudora and Lawrence native Nate Hofer's exhibition, Heartland Silos Decommissioned, featuring 20 aerial photographs of decommissioned missile silo sites across the nation's heartland. These sites, once the launching pads for unimaginable destruction, now host the resurgence of nature and adaptive reuse. In 2021, Nate Hofer was given a World Peace Photo Award for his body of work on decommissioned missile silos. The doors open at 6 p.m. with light hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and Nico Andreas and Ensemble Iberica will begin at 7 p.m., and they should stop playing at 8:30 p.m., and tickets may be purchased at volandfoundation.org. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Shira Cherkassky in his prime. He was the pianist for Chopin's Andante, Spianato, and Grand Polonaise in E-flat, Opus 22. Good morning, it's KPR. Next, a Vivaldi trumpet concerto and a lively piece by Antonin Dvorak. Good morning. Hope you're having a great morning. Glad that you and I are listening together to the classical music here on KPR. Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. And support for the classical music here on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Here's the Vivaldi on KPR. A bright Vivaldi trumpet concerto in A-flat with Herbert von Karajan, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, and von Karajan's chosen trumpet soloist, Maurice André. This afternoon, started with a lively flute piece after the news called The Carnival of Venice. Here also a trio sonata by Bach and a suite illustrating a figure from Irish mythology, The Garden of Fand by Arnold Bax. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Here's the Carnival Overture. It's Dvorak on KPR. By Antonin Dvorak, his Carnival Overture. That was Andre Previn in the Los Angeles Philharmonic. If you like chamber music, we have a great piece coming up next hour, about 10 minutes into the 10 o'clock hour, I guess about 20 minutes from now, Brahms' Third Piano Quartet. Also some English music and The Swan from the Carnival of the Animals right after the 10 o'clock news. Lots of great pieces coming up. Glad we're listening to them together here on KPR. Keep KPR with you. You know, you can listen through your phone, through our app, or just through the website, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at PeasleyTech.org/PeasleyPromise. Here's a piece by Alessandro Scarlatti. It's a recorder and violin concerto together on KPR. The music of Alessandro Scarlatti for recorder and violin together in concerto here on KPR. Coming up after 11, that old war horse, the Warsaw Concerto by Richard Adensel is coming up. That'll be in about an hour. Also, we'll hear the history of the tango, music by Astor Piazzolla at about 11:30, Café 1930, before we hear a great piece by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov we don't hear often enough. It's called Sinfonietta on Russian themes. It's all ahead on KPR.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. We've all been there. You get a phone call or knock on your door too early in the morning before you're fully awake. Who and why, you wonder, at this hour? For something you want to hear first thing, tune into Morning Edition. We'll get you up to date on the day's biggest headlines and bring you unexpected stories that make you smile. Listen whenever you're ready, weekday mornings from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR. It's on every weekday morning before classical music starts at 9. It's 10 now, right after the news, The Swan, that graceful part from the Carnival of the Animals. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, or perhaps KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3 comes in better. Or down south, it's KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting works by Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, and Mendelssohn, Sunday, October 12th at 3 p.m. in the Midwest Trust Center. Open to the public, but reservation is required at kccivic.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Current recommendations emphasize consuming fruits and vegetables, lean meats, legumes, and whole grains while avoiding too much saturated fat, sugars, and refined carbohydrates. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 160 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation, supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. Good morning. It's 10:04. It's KPR. Kansas Public Radio from KU. With Misha Maisky, cellist, and the Orchestra of Paris, a very gentle performance of The Swan from Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. Next, some Brahms chamber music before we hear some variations on an old English folk song. This is KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown on this fall morning, beautiful morning, just 63 degrees in Lawrence right now. When was the last time your old RV ran? Well, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you love. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab, and you might get a tax deduction. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Yo-Yo Ma, Jamie Laredo, Isaac Stern, Manny Axe. Here's their performance of the Opus 60 by Johannes Brahms, his Piano Quartet No. 3 in C minor on KPR. Magnificent music by Johannes Brahms, his Opus 60 masterpiece, the Piano Quartet No. 3 in C minor, with an all-star cast of Emmanuel Axe, Isaac Stern, Jamie Laredo, and Yo-Yo Ma. Good morning. It's a quarter till 11, right after the 11 o'clock news, a popular World War II time composition, the Warsaw Concerto. It's about 9 minutes of very Rachmaninoff-sounding piano concerto music. Also, Astor Piazzolla from History of the Tango, Café, 1930. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets still available at lead.ku.edu. Here's the new Queen's Hall Orchestra for five variants of Dives and Lazarus. It's Rayfun Williams' music based on an old English folk tune, here on KPR. Some richly orchestrated English music. It's Rayfun Williams. He took an old English folk tune that he went out and heard himself, and they said, oh, that's Dives and Lazarus. On KPR, five variants of.
Jeremy Hobson, next time on The Middle, the government shutdown has led to the usual finger-pointing, with Republicans blaming Democrats and Democrats blaming Republicans.
Donald Trump and Republicans have shut the government down.
Whoever you blame, the consequences of a shutdown are real.
We'd be laying off a lot of people that are going to be very affected.
So how is the government shutdown affecting you? We're taking your calls next time on The Middle. Join me Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
It's 11 o'clock already. I'm Cordelia Brown with you as your classical friend. Until noon, Jeff Watson's in then. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming up December 13th. Tickets to the general public go on sale Saturday. You'll get the first crack at them as a KPR member, kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting bipartisan Policy Center experts Michael Kelly and Andy Winkler for Affordable Housing in America on October 21st at 10 a.m., more at DoleInstitute.org. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News, just days before he had been set to become the first person in the U.S. put to death in a shaken baby case. Stocks on Wall Street are down across the board slightly. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at Progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. It's 11:04. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. the music of Richard Adencel, even though you might have thought Rachmaninoff. It sounds like one of his piano concertos, but with all the flourish and passion of Rachmaninoff, that was Richard Adencel's Warsaw Concerto, which was written for a movie about a man who was a concert pianist. That was the piece he played in the movie. In this recording, it was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra accompanying pianist Christina Ortiz. We have Unico Wilhelm von Wassenaer next, a Baroque concerto coming up, the Concerto Armonico, number 1 in G. But we want to thank our friends, local businesses like JB's Tacos and Ladybird Diner for supporting KPR by generously donating food for meals during our membership drive. And thank you, too, for supporting us at KansasPublicRadio.org. Another thing we do, besides play great music and bring you the best news, is each month we shine a spotlight on organizations that do good things for the community that not everybody's heard about. So here's another shout-out. This month it's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, AIR. It's a volunteer group sponsoring refugee settlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. This is KPR. That was written by Unico Wilhelm, Count von Wassenaer Abdam, who lived from 1692 until 1766. He was a Dutch nobleman who was a diplomat as well as a composer. So his most important or surviving compositions are the Concerti Armonici, which until 1980 had been misattributed to Pergolesi. So that was Wassenaer's Concerto Armonico, number 1 in G, seemingly a very inspired piece of music. Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields Chamber Orchestra. Good morning. It's KPR. It's 11:27. Next, we'll have the music of Astor Piazzolla. And just to note, be sure to have KPR with you. Have it on at 7 tonight for Classics Live. It's a very special one. You know, our evening classical host, Destiny Ann Mermegan. Well, she appeared recently in a Doreen Morande professional recital, along with her husband Michael, who teaches cello at UMKC, and the official accompanist and concert pianist of Park University, Lolita Lisovskaya-Sejovich, with very fruitful combinations of violin, cello, and piano by Beethoven and Tchaikovsky, Fritz Kreisler, and more. Join us tonight at 7, only on KPR, for this Destiny Classics Live. And then Destiny's your host for Classics, afterwards from 8 to 9 for Tango Thursday. And now for guitar and flute, here's History of the Tango, Café, 1930, on KPR. Atmospheric music by Astor Piazzolla on KPR. From History of the Tango, that was Café, 1930, with Manuel Borrego, guitarist, and Emmanuel Paud, flutist. Next on KPR, we have some great music by Rimsky-Korsakov that we don't get to hear too often. I can't remember the last time we listened to it together here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. And from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday, with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues Friday, October 17th, and Saturday, October 18th. Tickets at granada.com. Here's the Sinfonietta on Russian Themes by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, now on Kansas Public Radio. That's a great piece by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. It was performed by the St. Petersburg State Symphony. It was just called Sinfonietta on Russian Themes. Here on KPR, it's 12 noon. Jeff Watson's in next with three more hours of the classics. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, back with you tomorrow morning at 9, and be sure to be listening in the 11 o'clock tomorrow. We're having Radio Days Barbershop Quartet. There's a big barbershop convention in Lawrence this weekend at the Leeds Center. It's a big contest, so we'll have a group come and tell us more about that. And there might be some times that anybody could just drop by the Leeds Center and hear some of that great barbershop music. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Zen Zero and Genovese for supporting KPR by generously donating their delicious food during our membership drive to keep staff and volunteers going. Thank you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale.